for the Uncle Rico Show. It's time for the Uncle Rico Show. So chug a course, cause here we go. It's
time. Boom! We're doing it.
We are doing it. Not now, Mr. Doodle. Welcome back to the world famous Uncle Rico Show with your world famous Uncle Rico host, myself, Bob Levy, and Mike Morse up top where he belongs. Welcome back, everybody.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
Well, at 56:47, Mark, Bob fart. I didn't fart. I got the thing under me. My foot thing, if anything.
I will be putting isolated audio.
The last episode we just did on YouTube, you're saying that's where that's at? I need to know exactly which episode you're referring to.
Yeah, the last one. And it didn't happen, because if I told you, I would have done it.
Bob should be at the top, Sheena.
Exactly. Thank you, hon.
She's new here, Sheena. She knows what's what.
Yeah, I didn't fart a shit myself.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Not drinking from martini glass today, unfortunately. Hit the like button, fellow friends. I've drank the grape juice. That's it, man. That's it. It's a casino here. You walk in, there'll be a machine you like. It'll pay off. Yeah. Allen, I just listened to a classic fight between you and Riley Martin where he was beyond ossified on that stand-up gig you guys did once. I know he suffered from chronic food poisoning. He was funny. He was hilarious. That whole weekend at Bob's club in Levittown. Wasn't it Levittown?
Yeah,
that was fucking – when I knocked on his door and heard the bird in there, I was like, this is unbelievable. This guy brought his wife, Iran, and their bird.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking weird. I didn't have any cigarettes during the break. I did some stuff. So people keeping count.
Good.
Not all heroes wear capes.
Listen, we're behind the wall, but it don't stop people like Mason and Portland from gifting the network membership. That's right. Look, these people just can't be stopped. AKA Portland Shane Gillis over there flexing his muscle. We got a lot to get to. I don't know if you guys want to watch this now, but we have a clip. It's like 2 minutes of let's just watch it real quick.
Yeah.
Suck my dick.
Full disclosure.
Whoops, sorry. It's Vinny on with B Dabbler Saturday morning. Thank you, Tiff. Sorry about that. Vinny was on B Dabbler Saturday morning. Friday, I seriously don't even know who Rob Saul is. He's probably a gay who hates poodles. I think the first part's right. Uncle Jack gifted.
Suck my dick.
Thank you, Uncle Jack. Frank, come
on.
Suck
my dick.
Man, Frankie. Thank you, pal. So this was Saturday. Look at this. Real.
Suck my dick.
Come on. So Friday was the round table where Vinny and Phil faced off, which I don't know if you saw any of that fight, Bob, but we should definitely have some of that fight for maybe BS to watch.
Yeah.
But this is the next day. Vinny is on B Dabbler's Saturday morning show. And watch these dudes.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I was blocked from the chat for harassing the fucking. I even got a screenshot of it for harassing the fucking chubby potato.
Oh, you mean this guy with a Zippix in his head?
Yeah.
This guy?
That's the punk.
That's the one.
All right. Well, I was going to plug it, but now I'll just promote Q, gifting a membership.
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick, Q. Thank you. All right, let's watch this.
Full disclosure, I hate all of this. I hate it all. I don't have the stomach for it. I don't care anymore. I just don't. I'm so fucking. I woke up this morning not even wanting to have
last
this.
Last time I heard a woman saying, I don't have the stomach for it, I broke up with her. You know what I mean? You're not going to be spitting my kids out around the fucking house.
You guys, I just turned this on. I don't know what you've all been talking about. I don't know what you've said about this or what you haven't said. I just woke up going, this whole thing's preposterous and crazy. Jesus fucking Christ, you people. You're so fucking, like, there's no vision in this fucking world.
I guess that's Vinny's morning tracksuit.
Look at this. I'm going to send you the proof right now that Cardiff had me blocked. Here it is right here. I took it. Make sure that no personal shit came in there. But, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Cardiff. You run. You can't hide, Tubby.
Do you know this girl, Mayonnaise? Familiar with her? Yeah. Oh, there's Mae West. There's Mayonnaise. you have been placed in timeout by the owner of this video. They put you in timeout?
They sure the fuck did, because those things were getting...
Not you pussies.
You know, Cardiff, just fucking say you're just different now, okay? Wow. You're not the potato I fucking knew, okay?
Wow.
I break your fucking arms, but you don't have any.
Wow. Does this Mayonnaise have a nice body?
That guy's good. I'm going to find out what his show is. I'd like to see that.
Let's look into Tom Gully. Let's see what's happening over there. I agree.
You know what, Phil? If you want to come and be on Subreddit Surfing Live to come and tell me and defend yourself and discuss why you're so great and why I'm so wrong and why I'm overreacting and tell me about how I cried some more, you're more than welcome to come to the show. And
he's very upset that Phil said that Vinny's voice was cracking and he was emotional when they were fighting.
Well, it takes a lot out of you when you and your guy aren't getting along. I mean, I can imagine what you ladies go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Person, if you want, buddy. And that makes me a bitch. I don't know what else to tell you. I fucked over other comedians because I gave John their spot.
And you're also fat.
Oh, man. That fucking piece of shit potato.
Wow.
He's a friend to no one.
I don't know, guys. I don't know anymore. I was crying. I was so upset confronting him. I was a ball of rage. You broke the prime directive.
You were a ball of something. Oh, me and Carter for killing him.
Out of the gate, dude. Guys, there's a content creator. You could be a content creator. Don't be a tattletale. Why is everything in...
Oh, tell that to the guy you're working with on March 10th.
Fucking attached to, well, he did this, he did that. Why is every action of somebody else?
I know what not, Jason. My pussy hurts too. I know how you feel.
You know, somebody did. Well, you know, guys, I'm apparently inconsolable about this. I'm sad. I'm hurt. I'm crying about it. You broke the cardinal rule that we all put out there. I cried.
It's not fun. Rumpel Trenchcoat says, I'm glad Vinny was brave enough to go after Phil once he wasn't on the same show.
Yeah, and can I also ask if Vinny's position is that Phil broke the cardinal rule by reaching out to the comedy club, why work with John, who broke the cardinal rule, not just reaching out to our sponsor and getting him to drop us, but getting Carl's Patreon taken down for a time and everything else? So that's okay to work with him, even though he broke the prime directive.
Until March 10th, we don't know what you're talking about. All of that is it's a mystery.
Yeah.
That's all.
I'm a self-hating mark. You got me.
Trying! It doesn't stop when you yell at me.
Again.
Wow.
Aren't I giving you exactly what the Dabbleverse wants? Just say thanks and shut the fuck up, because I'm such a hypocrite. You're ruining all of our credibility. Don't you understand that? I got to go, guys. I'll catch you later. Nah, my wife's calling me.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Explosive episode of B-Dabbler there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Looks like Vinny was angry because everybody was after his Lucky Charms.
I was enjoying the show until I was thrown off.
Well, let's get back to where we were. Anti-Tattletale, the one who told everyone Phil wrote the email? Yeah, he did. That's a good point. I never really looked at it that way. Yeah. All right. Let's get back to this. John had Joey C on. This was his last show. This is when he stream sniped us and things went a little haywire.
My ex-wife's
clean. That Dingus McFirefart one. Put it up there.
I'm going to need that drop, gentlemen. Dingus McFirefart. 2146, please. Somewhere around there.
Yep, I know, but
the dues pay is putting it up. Oh, he takes
to put it up because it's a paid chat.
Thank you, Joey. Yeah. I mean, what the fuck?
You have to show it, and then you have to
show it for that long.
Oh, so now it's a time limit. Oh, God.
Why? Because she's got three tits? Look at her. Oh, that's you behind her.
Yeah. You only show it that long if there's a Nazi a salute in it.
Right. Yeah. You've left swastikas up longer, John.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
And now he's making fun of it by putting his head in there.
He's right. I was. I was making a third breast. Wait, let's go back.
Dingus McFirefart is the one putting it up there.
Yep, I know, but the deuce pay is putting it up. Oh, he
but
takes
he has to put it up because it's a paid chat. You have to show it, and then you have to
show it for that long.
There it is.
Right there, just looks like a decapitated woman.
Yeah. This is, for all of you who claim we're bullying, this is even too stupid to be qualified as bullying. This is how dumb this is. Who would get upset by this?
And who knew that was her boobs?
I had no idea.
The point is that you and John have 0% to actually touch those breasts.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. I got the same shot as he does.
You have a better shot.
Oh, you know, that's my old bird right there, too. Now they're showing the bird. That's my light bulb that was taken out of my lamp.
That's why it's dark in here. That's why
I have no lights. That bird stole from me.
Don't worry, Joe. I Log Cabin Larry.
Barbara.
Are these the Three Stooges, Joey, or what?
Joey's
a.
You know what the weird thing is? I'm not the one that said that we're all right now. John was on his show.
Of course.
He said me and him are all right, you know.
And then when he said you guys were all right, he immediately goes and says, "So Bob emailed me today," and to make it look like you are chasing after him.
Good name for him.
Yeah.
Three Stooges. Zen, that's Zen. And the guy's Zen. Yeah, Zenhauser.
Anthony Zenheiser or something.
Zenheiser, yeah. Anthony.
He just said his name correctly, and John has to go the opposite.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Anthony Zenhauser. And he goes, Zenheiser? Yeah.
What has he done?
I don't know. I don't know much about him.
What has he done? Have you seen the man eat before?
I mean, what hasn't he done?
I don't really follow everybody detailed for detail. I just trying to do a show. Me and Dave are just trying to get
keep smoking, Bob.
Down every day. That's all we're trying to do.
So I don't care. I'll do this all day.
Well, yeah. You're not doing anything, so I can guarantee you,
he won't be doing this all day.
Yeah, but it's like put on YouTube and watch. I don't care. I'll do this all day. What do you guys think? You think this bothers me? Think this is hard?
And have him fuck up his show. I love it. I love it.
Meanwhile, our show is perfectly normal here,
mm-hmm.
and he's the one zoomed in too close, just so everybody understands.
Right.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, Flo? Hey,
all. So I went back. There's definitely a noise at that timestamp. You tell me if you think this is Bob farting.
Okay, it's not.
Now, play it again.
That's me breathing.
That's him breathing.
Yeah. It's a death rattle of breathing.
You fucking cycles.
What are you, a fucking unicycle?
Yeah.
I don't care. I'll do this all day and have him fuck up his show. I love it. I love it.
Then why'd you leave?
Right.
I don't care if I have five people who are watching me.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you're close.
It's the right attitude. I'll tell you that.
You just do you, John. That's the best. You do what makes you happy, and that's what I do.
Clearly, eating rotting vegetables and watching this makes you the happiest, John. So you do you. Man's never really alive till he's eating gum like cucumbers, John.
I make myself
fucking cycles. I can't wait for somebody to pull that drop. That drop, please. Put it in Discord.
I'm happy. I don't.
The people are going. You freaking motorcycles. Everybody's going.
I don't care if people watch me. I don't care about that. Don't matter to me.
I don't care. But Log Cabin Larry, another.
Another.
So we got. He's vaping. This guy stoned up his ass.
Oh, thanks for reminding me.
And then this guy's smoking.
I am?
Where's his hall monitor fucking set? He's fucking narking.
Excuse me. These three are smoking.
I smelled something from the boys' bathroom.
There's no smoking on podcast.
Yes.
Hi, I'm here for the hall monitor job.
Jake said hello to you in the chat. Did you see that?
Look at him
smoking.
Smoking.
The face of death.
Face of death.
Yeah,
when you see me, that's what I am, motherfucker. Yeah. Remember that, honey.
Bob's sick or something? He just went to the doctor.
I don't know. He looked really
Joey, well. What are you talking about? Throwing out fucking fake information. What? Am I sick? I'm perfect, they told me.
John, what do you think stage Bob's in? 4, 3? Which one?
You don't look well to me.
No, he does not.
I don't look well to you. Look at you. Shut the fuck up. You look like fucking old roast beef, you motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying, Bob.
Something's wrong with him.
I hope
he's got something's like, wrong with me. Yeah, I'm fucking perfect, motherfucker.
That's what's wrong with him. It's a curse.
Oh. You don't look good.
Not since my modeling days have I looked this fucking good, motherfucker.
Roy Ray has a question in chat. Does roast beef go bad?
It starts turning gray. And shit.
Fucking, good.
Look at him dressed up like fucking leftovers, Joey, giving me shit. Fucking Reynolds rap.
Christian Bale was incredible in American Psycho.
Dressed up like leftovers might be the funniest.
Look at him. Fucking three-titted sided cocksucker.
Oops. Every fucking day.
I know. I got a lot of health problems, so I know how he feels.
Man. Yeah. I don't feel like you, Joey. I never felt like you, okay? Nobody ever dressed me in a fucking garbage bag and had me sit in front of a fucking mic.
Joey, does botulism... What is it?
Does botulism go bad?
Great, like Ray steak. What was Bob is the Photoshop picture of hell.
What?
Fucking cycles. You ready?
I mean, between all the aggravation I get and bad news I get on a daily basis and me being unhealthy, it takes a lot out of me.
And like, you being unhealthy, that's the main thing. That's why it takes a lot of me. Nothing takes out of me. I'm swimming, I'm fucking in women, and I'm winning.
Listen, and Jenta says it all right here. Look, Bob is beautiful, you jealous bitches.
It's amazing, okay. Listen, hon. You noticed it.
For a 75-year-old man, you're not bad looking.
This guy's a fucking troll.
Every decade, I was fucking something, okay? Remember that. I was always looking good at every decade. I've had moments, yes. I'm all worked up now, Joey.
I know. I think Joey's just trying to kind of throw him off a little bit, you know?
Yeah. There's the crypt keeper. Don't look well. You don't look
yeah,
well.
Yeah, there I am, John. Where are you? You're gone. You're not here no more because you're a fucking chicken shit coward.
Boom! Dear John wrote a Dear John letter. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
Exactly, hot body. Quit tweeting.
Fucking cycle, read it.
Quit treating Bob like a sausage.
Yeah, you don't treat Bob like a sausage.
You can't treat people like a fucking sausage when you're doing business.
I love you, Joey. Yes. I'm playing.
I'm swimming. I'm winning. I'm fucking in women. At a baby, Bob.
I don't know. I just know his name is Anthony Zinha. I don't know what he's done. I don't. Really?
I mean, was he on the grassy knoll? I don't know. Did he shoot Kennedy? Probably. You know, I don't know.
Guy's broken more lawn chairs than anybody in the fucking 2000s.
I don't know. I don't know the guy's story. I heard he closed down a Benihana all by himself. That's just something I heard. I don't know.
All the comedians. I've never been to a stand-up show in my life. So I mean, I was a baseball guy. That's what I did.
John does not
play baseball.
Yeah, at least Joey's got something. John has nothing. He's been watching us for 7 minutes now. he's got nothing. Probably because the volume's off. You might be able to find a little bit more to work with if you were listening, but
I know that.
He doesn't want to hear us joking about him.
Yeah.
And I think he's mad that Mike isn't there, so he can't sing Soul Patch or Silent Mike.
Oh, yeah. Silent Mike.
Out of that too, he tried to fucking tell lies on me. So
look at him! Look at him drinking!
Look at this!
Look at him with glasses and earbuds.
Joey, no one has teeth that white.
Of course not. I didn't say they were real, dipshit.
Sorry.
Cabby just got $56,000 worth of new teeth. Cabby did.
Really?
56,000 hours worth of new teeth. What did you say?
That's a lot of hours.
Look at those fake teeth, Joey. No one has teeth that white. Sorry.
Cabby just got $56,000 worth of new teeth. Cabby did.
It took 56,000 hours. That dentist was fucking 100 years old by the time it ended.
I just need you to stay still for a long time.
Yeah. This will be done in 9 years. Don't worry about it.
Really?
Yeah, he looked in a bright. Yeah, he did the El Horrible show and he did Casey's show last night.
How'd he get $50,000 to do that?
He's a V8. He's a veteran. I think the V8 paid for it, I think.
The V8. The tomato juice. John, tomato juice got him 58,000 hours worth of teeth, John. This is
like you can make a Bloody Mary with it.
Yeah, look, teeth are expensive, but that's about true. That's a good price for up and down. But if you know a guy...
That's old world teeth craftsmanship. Dipshit broke a tooth eating spaghetti. Yeah, I know. My teeth weren't cheap. The fucking guys on Park Avenue, believe me, it wasn't cheap.
Yeah, I couldn't give him my rice because it's butter and he might chip a tooth on that. That's how fucking by chipping it on spaghetti is like the softest thing, you know? It's like chewing cotton.
V8, the gift that keeps on giving. Amen.
You know, he did two shows already. He's going to be coming and doing his own podcast, I think.
Who cares? Everybody.
Really?
I
guess.
Look at Bob. God.
It's very concerning because.
Shut up, Joey. What are you concerned about? I'm going to grab that fucking garbage bag, lift it up, and pull the strings and tighten it and have John Cena throw you out the fucking curb, motherfucker.
Very concerning.
Concerning. What are you, a doctor?
Guys, when they're not well. I mean, really not well.
Who's not well? Look at me. Look at me. I'm fucking totally well.
To have any kind of pain like
I'm
that.
I'm so well, I should have water in me.
You're in pain, he says. You're in pain.
I'm in pain. I'm in fucking pain. I'm fucking having the time of my fucking life, Joey.
Sounds
now
like
play
it.
That on your fucking organ in front of you.
Very concerning because he does look ill. You can tell in someone's eyes when they're not well. I mean, really not
they're
well.
They're not well. I'm wearing glasses, you motherfucker. What are you, an eye doctor now? Why don't you take a look with your eyes to see how fucking fat you are, motherfucker? You're a ball of shit in a glad bag.
Let's see what he has to say. None taken. None of it. We mean that with all due respect.
I don't wish that nobody does have any kind of pain like that.
No, but he don't look.
What kind of fucking pain really? Do I have? What the fuck? You don't fucking, these things don't grow on trees. They're the size of a motherfucker. Let me tell you something. I'm doing chest. I do this all at home in the pool. You know what I mean? Shoulder. Girl. Fucking, what have you done?
Meanwhile, above Joey is a guy who looks like a wax pear.
My God.
That guy doesn't look well to me. John, are you melting as I'm talking to you?
Man, he should fucking take a break from all of this.
Take a break from what? I'm having a time of my fucking life. What am I going to go to Jamaica with you?
And not even if it's made up Jamaica. Bob doesn't even have time to go on fake vacations. That's how busy and happy he is, John.
Yeah, I will go on a vacation one day soon. And maybe after I do Rochester.
I had to come back in the room to see what all the fuss was about. Yeah, Bob.
Definitely fucking right. What?
You want to make any fucking favors.
Stress is what kills people, man.
I'm not stressed, you motherfucker. Why would I be stressed? Nobody dropped. Look at it. You look like a duffel bag that you were carrying baseball equipment around in.
You look like a sports bag, you said?
Yeah. A duffel bag when I
is, you know, you didn't even get worse than Silent Mike, but this guy's proving
what?
That you could actually be worse than fucking Silent Mike.
Yeah, I'm not the worst anymore.
That's a lie.
How would he know? He has the volume off.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody's Silent Mike when he streams tonight.
A failure. I'm going to do that song. I'm going to record the face of failure.
Cool.
No,
this is the face of failure.
Yeah. Are you going to do that? I guess you're doing it after you scrub all your videos and close your Patreon down, right? Okay. I'll be here failing whenever that song's done.
I just weighed somebody shit today.
It weighed more than yesterday.
I get the permission from Howard to go away.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You see how much better I am?
Everyone is.
And this is the face of failure. Hey, Joe, you can go, man. I'll call you later because I'm going to leave soon, too.
I'm good. I can stay with you.
All right. Mason in Portland, chin up, Joey C. Smile for your people.
Hey, Mason. Yeah. How are you, buddy? Mason did me a solid with Melton. He stuck up for me against Melton. I got to tell you that. Mason's a good dude, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I like Mason. Tron, thanks for $2. Turn up. Should we be talking about your kids? Mm-mm. Why would I turn up on about my kids? This is the... Look at this head.
Yeah.
And nothing in it. Nothing in it.
Oh, I didn't even notice he got it. He did. He shaved his head, huh?
Yeah, he did something.
Boy, how do you not notice that, Joe? Are you possible?
It was so long before.
Can you take a picture of me? Like, I quit, okay? I'm going to be angry. You ready? Like we did last time. Three, two, one. Fuck you!
I don't understand how that's entertainment.
I don't get it. I don't know
Wait, didn't he say he played this for like, he didn't even play? First, he said the volume wasn't even up. Then he said he shut it off after a second or two.
What are they doing? What's the whole basis of this? We didn't listen to the whole thing. Why they did that?
I don't know. But I think they're trying to play a song, but that's why I turned the volume down.
Yeah.
Because
it's just smart for us, John.
I think you got to have 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I
think you should really focus on getting with this Josh Denny and finding out the real dirt on Melton, because I'm in on anything to take that piece of shit down.
Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. Let's get back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a three-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Let's go. Keep playing it.
They say Melton's stipend MLC right now, too. He made a special show. That's who you should be stipend. We should stipe him.
Oh, if you only listen to Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You want to stipe right. Melton.
Okay.
Melton. Did you say Melton?
Terrible.
Yeah. Oh, this is them sniping Nelton. Ooh. Nice. I love him. I love Joey. You know, you should snipe John Nelton. Nelton?
Yeah, that's a guy.
Yeah.
That's Patrick Nelton.
I think his name is Jonathan Nelton.
Nobody likes cucumbers.
Yeah.
Second.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So nice try.
Can I ask something first?
And I will be back tomorrow for Flashback Friday. I still haven't got to the Stern clips. Every day. I just get so many fucking
complaints.
Copyright strike?
Copyright strikes.
All these assholes talking shit about me, but I'll see you. This is, see you later, guys. See you. This is Stuttering John saying, yeah.
Wow. Do not go gentle into that.
Too bad we couldn't just, like, before he got off, just go to the Journey song.
The end of the Soprano. We got. We got.
Who's that? That's me.
Yeah. That's so you. Believe it or not. Hold on. It's actually easier to hear with the video on.
Okay.
Okay. Let's hear.
All right. I know what I'm doing.
We got. We got John and Alex.
I think I heard something. Yeah, that I heard.
Let me see that again. I want to see that again. Hold on. We got this thing about John and Alex Stein. How did I not hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
When you're watching it, it's really obvious.
I do that all the time because I got my feet in here and I lean over.
That's great. You got to add farts to your drop button. So every time you see him lean, you got to hit it.
That's from our buddy Eric.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right. We got... what do we got here? This is John and Joey C.
Yeah, so this is after the whole thing. This is John going on Joey C to pour his heart out.
Oh,
okay. Let me get it.
I didn't see all of it. I caught some of it.
Get your tissues ready.
Is it Stuttering John and Joey C? No, that's the one we just played. Can you throw it in the Discord for me, pal?
Yeah, vamp for me.
Hold on.
Well done.
The face of failure.
send that video to Barry and say, Bob said you can suck his fart.
Hey, guys, if you can make that happen, that'd be great. Can you send Perry that video? Says Bob says you've been cleared to suck his fart.
You know, yeah, get it ready. And then if somebody can send it to him so it goes up on the show.
Bob just wanted to give you an example of what it's going to be like when you suck his fart. You've been given the okay for it. So there you go. That's what you should do. They're getting it, boys and girls. Don't worry. Yeah. Let's see what do we got in the chat.
Barry! Here.
Should be the one that's at the bottom of the Discord now.
Oh, awesome. I'm in the wrong section. No, here we go. I got it.
No, wait, that's the wrong one. Damn it.
Oh, Bruce. It's Bruce.
What?
Thank you.
What are you yelling about?
The dog, he's barking at nothing. So I just got to let him know I can hear him. And then he shuts up. Bruce.
I have my good days. I have my bad days. I'm far from perfect, and I never claim to be. So, yeah.
Do the best you can.
And, okay. Now it's in
Julie
there.
Julie seems just as organized as John today. Yeah, you noticed that? I noticed that on the earlier show. You know, you're dropping the ball here and there.
Trust that. You're not even paying attention. Like John.
But no, Bruce was fucking, like, barking, and I had to deal with that.
So deal with your dogs before the show, Bob.
Did we see how
the fuck up? You don't even have a cat, you fucking cunt.
But did you see how he dealt with it? He didn't even pick his head up. He's on his phone. He just goes, Bruce, Bruce.
I wasn't on my phone. I was looking at my tea.
Oh. Oh. Is it in there yet?
No, I don't know why I can't find it. We definitely watched some of it, right?
You suck the biggest cock that's ever been on Earth.
Are you still talking to Joe?
I don't know, maybe.
I'm looking now.
There should be one called John and Joey C.
Yeah, we'll find it.
Maybe Domestic Dom has it.
Hey, Domestic Discount Dom. You there, buddy?
Oh, hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
This reminds me when we're all hanging out at Lollapalooza with Nirvana and Bob was giving Kurt Cobain depression advice.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Good times, brother.
Yeah.
We should have the greatest hits of Domestic Dom and Discount Don and just play them all in a row one day.
That's a show all on its own. Is just all the pop-ins from Discount Don.
That's a great idea, brother.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll talk. Bad enough. Joe at his job. Bad enough. Bad enough. Joe at his job. Bad enough. Yeah.
No, I know it's in here somewhere. Damn it, we watched some of it.
I'll find it. What's wrong with you? Dare you?
No, this is your job description, Joe.
If you can't find it, who can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bob, find it for him.
To quote Kevin Brennan, not a good time to mess things up on payday. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
At least
I can't find it underneath all my guitar picks.
Move them. At least Julie has Bob and Mike to entertain us in between. John just gives us his face. That is true. He doesn't. And Bob is on a 7-second delay right now.
I am not on a 7-second. Look, right now.
But first of all, in all fairness, I'm always stoned. There's no real difference there. Mm-hmm. You know,
you don't want to see him not stoned.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Those first 5 minutes every morning. Not fun. Oof. Bob is sundowning, but still pretty as a picture.
Yeah, Dorian Gray's picture.
Yeah. What's the cigarette count at now?
I don't know. Oh, the home.
you're the only guy that's going to have an operation and does an uptick in smoking.
I don't know what that means.
Any luck there, Froggy?
No, I'm still looking. I don't understand.
This guy played
some of it. It's
you keep
in here somewhere.
That. You make it appear. You keep saying that. All right, now I gotta look.
It can't be this far back, though.
Oh, come on. Then you went past it. I hope he just got electrocuted. What was that?
That ain't it.
Where is it?
I don't know. I don't know where you put it. I don't see it anymore. Boy, you really screwed the pooch on this
one. Wow.
Jeez Louise.
Honey?
You know, Joe, we don't ask much.
Honey? She doesn't hear me. I'm whispering, but I can't hear how loud I am. Oh, honey, can you close the door? Because I have these things in, you know?
Yeah. You could take those out at any time. Anytime.
No, why would he do that? Yeah. Why?
Oh, you're taking a...
Hold on. Hold on. That ain't it.
I found it.
Okay.
Where was it at the beginning, right?
Actually, no, it was in the BS Show Discord for some reason.
You're a fucking idiot, you see? Yeah.
But it is at the bottom of the Rico one now.
Oh, thank you.
Mm. Okay, here we go,
honey.
You're welcome,
John.
That's it. It's just that 558.
I guess so.
Okay.
Mm, yeah.
This guy's full of answers today.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess so.
What would we do without him? And I guess we'll find out soon.
Oh, this is going to be interesting, this one.
Win Joe's job coming up next week.
John, thank you for coming on, John.
No problem, Joey. You are my friend.
Hey, everybody John. Said that you're not my friend. They all try to put bad head things in my head. They say, John, he'll charge you.
One guy tried to put that worm thing from Rat-a-Con in my head. I got out of that.
And I told him, I don't ask John. Friends don't do that. If John wants to come on, he could just say, Joey, why come you never ask me? And then I'll say, okay, John, come on. I just don't bother people.
No. You know your equipment is not good when you sound better in a moving car when you're on a show. You know that?
I wouldn't charge you, Joe. Everyone's saying, I should pay you this, I should pay you that. Well, am I asking you to pay me? No.
No, you did not, John.
That's right. On his one appearance on the Joey C show. Joey C's done his show countless times, never offered anything.
Catalano TV, it's called.
Catalano TV, yeah. DG done it bad things. Bad head things in my head, John, also known as thoughts. I don't like them.
How are you, John?
Friend. You see, you're my friend. Kevin Brennan is not my friend. Kevin Brennan's a piece of shit.
Did you see what I did to him just now, last hour?
No.
I rattled him so much that he kept talking about me and you. I kept texting him. I told him, Gino Bisconti's going to whip your ass. You can't beat Gino up. He hates Gino. See, you went after Gino a year ago. And I kept taunting him.
Here's the good news. The dues pay you, and I'll say it on your show, Joey.
Exclusive. Here we go. A total moron exclusive.
Okay.
When you and I were sniping the shit with you, you know, and they, like, allegedly owned some fucking some punk song they played or whatever. Well, here's the funny part about that. Mm-hmm. As soon as they strike me, I'm done.
Good. Go. Get the fuck out.
And just to prove something here, Whedon didn't strike him, and he still ran away like the bitch that he is.
Yeah.
I won't be back.
Roy Ray, what is wrong with his neck? Yeah, we've been noticing. You talking about the thing on the side?
Yeah.
Hearing what you're
or the thing attached to it that's talking.
In fact, there's not a noose around it while he swings from the ceiling.
Hey, easy, Mike. That's not this kind of show, dude. What are you doing? Come on.
Fuck him.
It's hardcore.
You're saying if anybody strikes you again,
you're
done.
If they strike me this because I'm not going to risk getting my channel.
Right.
Okay. Oh, it's a risk for you? What do you fucking think it was for us, asshole?
Yeah.
Strike after strike after strike. Because you couldn't handle it. All at the same time going, I don't care.
Take him down. Because if one day I want to come back, you know, I still want to have, you know, the fucking 20,000 fucking subscribers, right?
Right.
So if I get another strike because they're trying to play some fucking nefarious game.
Nefarious game.
Look at him holding a matchstick. This episode of the show is brought to you by matches. You're looking to quit smoking, just put a match in your mouth. You know, it helps. Hold it.
You know why he's got that?
Why?
He's gonna light a lamp.
No, you think he's down?
It's nighttime almost.
Lanterns now, just the oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Because what I do, I'm not
Joey. Do matchsticks go bad?
Tastes kind of sour.
A nefarious game,
right?
Because what I do, I'm not playing any game. I
wait a minute. Put a painkiller with this song. Oh my god.
Sundown, you better take care. There's a lump on your neck, the shape of a pear.
That's good. If they should strike me down, I'll become more stupid than they could possibly imagine. Mark my words. I still want to have a safety valve. Stupid.
Oh my god. Oh,
so people can't fucking take clips from my show.
Smart move.
Yeah, but I'm saying that.
Thank you, Solar System. Thank you very much. Joey C's show is like, it's like somebody doing a show at a bus station. Anybody walking by can just hop on.
Show.
Smart move.
Yeah, but I'm saying that. I'm warning everybody. I'm saying, look.
Hold on. It's bad enough. My neck's all blubber. Bad enough.
If you're going to play my shit,
right,
then I'll strike you because I am telling you I'm playing this. Yeah, so I'm warning you. These assholes are such losers that they just saw, I'm just going to fucking...
Joey, can I just make a suggestion? The show is distracting enough as it is. You don't need this visual of like floating down this Catalano TV tunnel.
It's unbearable.
It's less is more, I think, Joey. Instead of worrying about the background, let's get that audio working right. You know, I think that's the area of focus.
You know, fucking... try and fucking insert, and you saw.
Wait. Jenta's right. He had a whole can't fucking take from my fucking show. That's some wordsmith right there.
Oh, these assholes are such losers that they just go, I'm just gonna fucking, you know, fucking try and fucking insert. And you saw, Joey, I had the volume.
Try, we did.
And right. I cut it immediately.
And I pointed that out. I believe I still told him that you weren't doing that.
You seem to be distracted by my second nipple on one breath. Now I apologize for that. That is my fault. I should have prepared you for it. I also should have let you know that I was dressed as leftovers.
I was regaling you with a story about Crazy Cabby.
I look like a duck that somebody took home from a restaurant, John.
And I don't
know. Joey, here's the thing, and I mean this.
Holy shit! Ooh. Who's that?
Wow. What?
that's Discount High Pitch Eric.
That's what?
That's Discount High Pitch Eric.
Wow. Hey, John, can I ask you a question real quick? Do you have any manicotti? Please tell me he talks. Please.
Oh yeah, that's that guy Lou from the Lou and Kai morning show that we checked out that one time.
That's Lou. All right, I'm team Lou.
This is the honest truth. I went away for 8 months.
Right.
I don't need this money. Right. I don't need the podcasting cash, but I will tell you this. I will go away.
Oh, that finger.
God, it's getting worse, man. It's just that is 100% getting worse, man. That's a right angle.
Have you ever seen a finger where you can tell somebody go down the road and make a left by pointing one finger and one right? Sorry.
Imagine that came over your shoulder and it came down.
Imagine you're a woman, you're doing the dishes, and he puts his hands on it and your finger. He's rubbing your shoulder and tickling your neck at the same time.
Didn't he say I didn't look good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, it looks like a periscope.
Looks like somebody fucking ran into a mannequin and fucking broke it.
Oh, my God. I need the podcasting cash, but I will tell you this. I will go away. And I will, and I'll go, this time I might go away for a year.
Good.
Oh, no.
Good.
So,
even I don't know.
I'll watch the shitways Patreons go down and I'll laugh.
Right.
Because I'll go.
Well, maybe that attitude is why you're in this position to begin with, John.
Yeah.
You know, rooting for someone's failure and downfall. It's not a good quality to have in life.
Right.
Some people who have that, most people who have that, in fact, I'll say all people who have that end up losing, ironically.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're so focused on us losing, you're not looking at how you can win.
Boom!
Brilliant, brilliant.
Dog.
What an idiot.
All right, you didn't have to call me that. I thought I made a good point.
Struck me.
Right.
And now I'm gone.
Right.
Now what are you going to do?
We're going to continue doing the Uncle Rico show. Mm-hmm. I mean, and we're going to continue doing other shows as well that are going to be just as successful, if not more. You think you're the only one out there, pal?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
I sent a nice clip of John doing an interview. Did you see that? Put that in Uncle Rico.
I can drop that in there. And actually, also, surely there was another package from the 18th that we still had time on that I dropped.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So we're covered for a while.
Like you said, and you've told me, and we've talked about on your show, is you are the guy that everybody talks about. You, everybody makes a show about you.
Yeah. So
they would be cutting themselves off at their own knees.
And then Lady K's not going to have any fucking content.
Buddy, my idea is this. One of the ideas I have is we do it like The Sopranos. We do it chronologically from the first episode to the last, and we break them all down.
I like it.
Let's go.
I love this idea. Are we talking starting with the new stuff, like Hypocrisy Police when he came back in June? Or you want to go back?
Oh, I'm saying you go back to the beginning. There's going to be audio. There's going to be video. Now, because this idiot thinks it's over, I'll show him not only is it not over, but we're going to start from the beginning and make it work.
Right.
And goof on. And guess what, Joe? I might even be off of Twitter, everything.
Wow.
What's Muttering Jay going to do?
Because this is something I talk to my kids about anyway.
Right, right.
Because they're just like, Dad, why do you want to even bother with this fucking, you know?
Yeah, they're right. They're sick of it. They're tired of it.
And it's good you're bringing your problems to your kids.
And 90% of it is brought on by you, if not 100% of it.
Right.
You know, this horse shit. It's fucking a bunch of fucking losers.
We're waiting on our buddy. He was out. He's my partner here, so he could come in on his own with the key, but I had to send him a link, David.
And, what key? What the fuck is he talking about? Nobody gave me a key to get into a show.
What kind of technology are they using?
John, I'm waiting on my buddy. He's supposed to pop in here. He's got a key. It's under a fake rock that I leave out front. I don't know. A
piece of wood so he doesn't steal it.
The fucking guy just picked up the real rock, John. He doesn't know what he's doing over there.
On him.
Wait, the guy in the bottom left looked like an FBI agent in a van listening to a phone call between the two dummies.
That's funny.
That's one of the funniest things there.
Wait a minute.
Hey, Andy, Sarge! Hey, Sarge! These guys are fucking boring! Shit!
Can you put a propeller on his head, please?
I need more images of this guy. Yeah. I mean, he's gold. What, can we get him on BS, please?
I told him to come and say he's running the few minutes.
Oh, thank God. I thought his screen was frozen for the last minute and a half.
Played here.
You heard it first here, Joey.
Okay, I'm gonna. So I can repeat.
I like Jay goes, you heard it first. He goes, all right. I don't know. You know, all right.
Repeat this, right?
Yes. So, you can repeat it. I am saying it on the Joey Catalano show. Is that what this is called?
What a classic.
Catalano TV, Joey C. Show.
Catalano TV, Joey C. Show. Right, when they strike me, which they, according to the fucking trailer trash show, he said.
That's me.
That's me. Yeah.
He knows you.
Fuck you, asshole. Now we're striking you. We have time. Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Uh-huh. Then I'll be gone. Joey, not only are you not going to see me podcasting, you're not going to see me. Joey, not only are you not.
Not only. Oh my God! Somebody in Discord took the. You have that "and I" drop.
Yeah. Hold on. Sorry, I was doing something.
And I lose that too.
No, do it again.
And I.
Yeah. So somebody in the chat. Oh, tell me I have it. They did that drop on for Crazy Train. It's so fucking funny. And of course I can't find it. Hold on, I'll find it. I got it.
The propeller.
That is a propeller on
there. Oh, assholes. Why do I even bother?
Good job.
Nice.
Where
The frog, Karen Garvey. The frog was as cool as a cucumber in Pottstown. Maybe not a cucumber, but Joe kept his cool when it matters.
Well, he was as slimy as a cucumber.
He was as useful as a. I'm kidding, goddamn. Danny Mulbolf, member of 3 months. John looks like a sun-bleached doll's head.
And I.
That's great. Dude Crusher. Another home run. Fantastic. John, go ahead. Read that one, bud.
Painkiller. John taking his ball and going home after getting beat to pieces by a frog. Mm-hmm. A real man?
Great real question.
Tip, I'm so proud of our Joe for breaking him. Mm-hmm.
Joe.
Terry Knee. Joe was catatonic in Pottstown.
Very good, Bob.
David Desjardins. Lick it.
Lick it good.
Going to see me podcasting. You're not going to see me on any show. And you're not going to probably see me even tweeting.
Right. Which they're just, so, I don't understand why anybody would do that too.
Fine. Now you think
you guys heard he stopped playing, guys. He's very serious.
This is not reverse psychology.
John's is all doing, real here.
Yeah. John's doing the Blazing Saddles. One more move and the stutterer gets it. He's almost,
the gun to his own head.
This is not, I'm not doing child psychology here.
Why does he keep saying that? That's fascinating that he keeps saying child psychology.
He knows it's a childish thing to do to react this way. Wow. I think, number one, he knows it's a bitch move.
Right.
He knows this whole thing. He's obviously, he thinks the world revolves around him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And but they always say about you don't make an announcement that you're leaving, you know?
Right.
You leave.
Just leave.
Serious. I've already had this discussion with my son, and he said, "Dad," he goes, "it's
again." There's no need to bring your kid up. You can just say, "I've had discussions with people," and they said, "What are you doing this for?" But he has to bring up the kid, like Carl said, so somebody will make fun of it, and then he can say, "You see,
mm-hmm. It's better for your mental health to just stop doing this shit because." These people are fucking assholes.
Yeah. I know about the
I'll be gone. I don't need this fuck. I don't need it. But I'll tell you, I'll get the last laugh. They think they're getting me. No, they're fucking themselves.
Right.
He does need it.
It is private.
Right.
You're not going to have any clips.
He doesn't understand that the minute the show is over, we have a copy of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll be gone.
People get mad about you taking down, and I go, I'm glad.
Guy in the lower left looks with headphones like Steve Bartman, the Chicago Cubs.
This will be my last show.
This will be my last show.
It's time for me to go.
No.
Because I blow.
Don't say no. I gotta go. Bye bye.
This will be my last show. Go.
Yeah.
Sober me up before I go.
Because they are gonna strike me. They already said they will. But no, I'm just, it's like, I'm amazed of the stupidity, aren't you guys? So they're gonna take me.
Look at the guy in the bottom. He just goes like this.
The guy in the bottom's like, I'm just trying to figure out how to get my smoke alarm to stop beeping, dude. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta change the battery and shit. I don't have time for your fucking problems.
But they're gonna fuck themselves.
Wow. He was on there more. Let's get some more of that, boys, when we get a chance, please. Because I know he was on there. Because there's no way that guy's sitting there on the bottom and John's not bringing him up. Yeah. And I want to see that. I want to see when John notices that guy.
That guy with the fucking headphones.
Holy fuck. I bet it'll be real subtle like that. Yeah. Jesus fucking Christ. You know?
That dumb fuck.
We didn't strike him. So he just ran. No.
He ran.
Just like he did at the sump when he was 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What is this now? The bottom one, 520? I mean, 620? What's this one? Are we in this package? Did we start it already?
JoJo? So the bottom link was the one Mike had sent this morning.
Oh, okay.
The link above that, I put the timestamp in there. It was 1330.
Okay, 1330. Hot body, 1330. How weird is that?
That is.
Hold on. Is Mike's one like short?
It's about five minutes of him on a morning show plugging a gig a couple years ago.
Oh, that's always fun.
That's pretty good.
Okay, give me a second. Let me get that one up.
He's very pleased with himself because they're like obligated to laugh, you know, because they're trying to sell tickets for the club.
Oh, so well, they're also not thinking he's killing.
Right. Well, wait to see how he delivers these jokes.
They're also, you know, they're like, they don't want to be dicks.
Right.
I like to let John know I have a delivery opportunity for somebody for my chicken. I need a delivery driver.
Okay. Well, yeah. You gonna do it, John, or are you chicken? Okay. It won't let me go full screen for some reason, but I got it set up.
Oh God!
Welcome back.
The girl. Wait, is this the girl that? No, that's not the girl.
Are you saying the girl that he emailed that told him to? Try her back in a month.
I don't think so. Buddy, we've got a special treat for you this weekend at the El Paso Comic Strip. Joey Melendez here. So,
who, Joey? Wait, did she say Joey?
I tell you, I get no respect. He is Rodney now.
Let me see this. Did she say Joey?
Humor.
Special treat for you this weekend at the El Paso Comic Strip. Joey Melendez here.
Joey Melendez. that's the best. That's almost as good as Don Levy.
So he's wearing a grubby t-shirt on a morning show.
Well,
he still wears that t-shirt.
Yeah, that's
a shirt he still wears to this day. No dressing up, no nothing.
And he looks so fucking uncomfortable. You would think this is his first time ever on camera.
What are the odds that he's been up all night? Because this is a morning show, right?
Know, do you can put him where he's standing right now, grab that picture of him and put him with just construction guys hanging out and he's not overdressed.
Yeah, you can put him around any scene in history and he's just there hanging out.
Do that. Take that picture and put him everywhere.
Everywhere. You guys aren't doing anything. Do it.
Exactly.
First, you call me Menendez. It's Melendez. I didn't kill my parents.
Oh, my
God.
Now gosh.
I'm Joey.
My brain
is stuttering Joey now.
This is what happens on Friday. This is what happens. Okay.
You must have partied hard last night.
Somebody did.
This is early shift.
Yeah, I think he did.
A little too early, no matter what time you go to bed. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
gosh.
I'm at the comic strip tonight.
Yes.
Right, let her talk.
Yeah, no, he's getting that plug in.
expected, though, to have you here in El Paso. So second time here. At least you got some sunny, gorgeous weather this weekend.
I know. Asshole in El Paso. That's what it was called.
The asshole in El Paso. Brilliant.
It was like so hot. It was like 100 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I was sweating more than Donald Trump at a Mexican Day parade.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Listen to that.
Get those tickets.
Yeah. We're going to see those that comedy styling again. Watch how he looks straight out and laughs his ass off.
Listen to this laugh. Listen to this.
The train. I took a train. I got off the train. It was like so hot. It was like 100 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I was sweating more than Donald Trump at a Mexican Day parade.
So I understand. So I know you have lost, obviously, for a president. I heard you were involved with a little prank recently.
I got Donald Trump and Jared Kushner to call me from Air Force One because I pretended that I was Senator Bob Menendez.
He's rocking a baby to sleep.
Listen to his voice, though. He's ham. He's partying. He's fucking. I'm telling you, he was up all night.
And he talked to me for 5 minutes, and which is so funny because I don't sound
nobody can make it past.
I sound janitorial.
Yeah,
I mean,
not only that, he's like he talked to me for 5 minutes, and he was funnier than me in the prank call. There you go. Yeah.
That didn't take much time, did it, guys?
Yeah, that looks weird.
The Jersey senator. I think you could pass. There you go.
True.
With the exit there. Yeah. So people probably recognize you from Howard Stern.
When you've never been on TV, it's like Ralph Cramden, chef of the future. He's hands in his pocket. He's rocking back and forth.
Ricky Bobby. I don't know what to do with my hands right now.
Because he doesn't have a beer.
Right.
He doesn't have a beer. That's his.
That's like withdrawal in a way, right? Kind of.
What, though, over your career, do you think is the one thing that people recognize you for the most?
Look, he's scratching, he's fidgeting.
Probably the stern shot.
That's perfect. There you go.
And I was the announcer on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You know, on Staff Writer, which is so weird that The Tonight Show hires a star.
Like, okay. You have two credits from The Tonight Show, let's say, right? You're you, and you have two credits from The Tonight Show. You're on a TV show, and you can only bring up one of your credits. What do you think is a bigger deal, the announcer of The Tonight Show or staff writer? Announcer, right?
Right.
Yeah. Ed McMahon, you think of.
Yeah.
Right. So what was it about, you know, this fucking, What was it about saying staff right? He has to say staff right.
In there.
He knows he wasn't.
Right.
It means nothing.
For the most.
Probably the Stern Show. I mean, I was the announcer on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
You know, on staff right, which is so weird that The Tonight Show hires a stutterer to be their announcer. What is wrong with them?
Okay, well, so you have to tell the story about the background, how you got the name.
Stuttering John?
Yeah.
It's really like, you know, a hard one. My name is John and I stutter.
Hey, hey.
Oh, wow.
She's got to wear a welder's mask when you laugh like that and block everything flying out of
Pull up your pants after that joke, fatty.
No.
I fake laughed so hard I went down a belt size.
I mean, so I was just calling Stuttering John and it stuck. And I have a best-selling book out on Amazon called Easy for You to Say. And there's even an audio book.
Oh, cool.
Although because I stutter, it's a box set. You know, and I have a thing that we're doing, a channel, tvremix.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's for $4.99. And it's like, you know, we do my podcast and like me, Jackie, the Joke Man, and Billy West from the old show do 5 episodes just talking about our experiences at the Stern Show. Any Stern fan, you know, would love it. And, you know,
we gotta watch that too. There was this whole thing. We've never seen it. We've never watched it. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Anywhere you put him, he fits.
Yeah, that's perfect. But yeah.
What is it called?
I don't know. I'm sure maybe
he just said it. I think.
Maybe.
Jackie the Joke Man channel, tvremix.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's for $4.99 and it's like a box set. I have a thing that we're doing, a channel, tvremix.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's for $4.99, and it's like, you know, we do my podcast, mm-hmm. and like me, Jackie the Joke Man, and Billy West from the old show do 5 episodes just talking about our experiences at the Stern show. Any Stern fan, you know, would love it. And, you know, look, I work with Howard, I work mm-hmm. with Jay Leno, and, you know, and now I'm here.
Yeah, well, yeah, and we're so excited to have you here. So, no. I get so, and
he's completely winded. I mean, it's unbelievable.
This is a professional getting nervous and out of breath. That's exactly what's happening.
The former announcer for The Tonight Show can't get through plugs.
Hey, can I sit down for a second?
I'm used to doing this sitting down. Do you mind?
They run and bring us some oxygen. You're like,
okay, thanks.
Yeah, you think put me in a fourth row and let me do this?
You think this guy had a 92-yard punt return over here?
All right, I work with Jay Leno, and you know, and now I'm here.
Yeah, well, yeah, and we are so excited to have you here. So I get so and so tonight.
This is how bad that my career's getting. The other day I was in an Uber and I was driving.
Oh yeah!
Oh, leave some for the stage that night, there, John.
Look at that look on him. Get that right now.
Yeah, seriously, I'm just saying, and I'm not picking on anybody, but that is a. That is a mentally challenged adult who got lost.
Yay! Okay.
That's an adult who got lost somewhere.
That's a pompous ass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. So if folks like aren't as familiar with your kind of material, kind of what's your style for, you know, if they're saying, oh, my gosh, what do I expect this to happen?
It's observational. I talk about.
Oh, this is great. Try to describe your comedy style.
Watch Wait,
this.
Your comedy style?
Yeah,
there we go.
My career's getting. The other day I was in an Uber and I was driving.
Oh, no! Oh, my goodness. Folks like aren't as familiar with your kind of material, kind of what's your style for, you know, if they're saying, oh, my God.
By the way, if you tell a joke and the person that you're telling the joke to goes, oh, my goodness, that's not a good response.
No, when you do a joke and then somebody has to ask you what your style is, you're not doing a joke.
Let's watch this one
more Uber, time. And I was driving.
Oh, no! Oh, my goodness. So if folks like aren't as familiar with your kind of material, kind of what's your style for, you know, if they're saying, oh, my gosh, what do I expect this weekend?
It's observational.
it's observational, racist fireworks, anti-trans.
A lot of cum.
A lot of cum stuff. I close by showing how I cum all over myself.
By the way, are you single?
Well, you're not going to tell me you're busy for a month, too, are you? A month. Have you ever had a woman say try in July when you had in June? Yeah. The fuck out of here.
Yeah, you caught me in a bad month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably go out. I'm not doing anything in the fall. You can call me then.
That's one of the episodes I can't wait to do again is when he goes on and he reads this chick's email who just lit him up, who was basically like, John, when a woman tells you she's not interested, and he reads it and he goes, can you believe this? Like, he's so clueless. He thinks she's the asshole. Love it.
You know, raising kids. Mm-hmm. About being a stutterer, you know, my experiences at Stern and Leno. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, it's like everything. I goof on the Kardashians a lot.
Mm-hmm. It's like just everything. Pop culture.
Like anything. Like, you know, it's from.
Yeah. You know, when the person you're describing your comedy style to has fives in a row, you're not blowing the doors and off.
Observation.
Listen, watch how many times she goes, what?
Oh, my goodness. So if folks like aren't as familiar with your kind of material, kind of what's your style for, you know, if they're saying, oh, my gosh, what do I expect this weekend?
It's observational. I talk about, you know, raising kids, about being a stutterer, you know.
Raising bread.
Like Stern and Leno. And, you know, like, it's like everything. I goof on the Kardashians a lot. And it's just like, you know, pop culture. It's just like anything. Like, you know, it's from bathrooms to, you know.
Mm-hmm. The only thing. Mm-hmm. Bathroom? What? Hold on. What?
Everything. I goof on the Kardashians a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, pop culture. It's just like anything. Like, yeah. You know, it's from bathrooms to, you know.
Mm-hmm. To, I do 10 minutes on tiles.
I got this new wax ring bit I'm doing when you're.
I'm not going to blow the bit, but let's just say it involves whether the paper goes from the front the back.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about a conversation starter. I'm working on a thing about something called a bidet that cleans your butthole.
That like comes to mind.
There you go. And so people can check out your
there you go.
You know, it's from bathrooms to, you know, to anything that like comes to mind.
It's from bathrooms to anything that comes to mind. If somebody said, can you describe your comedy? And at any point you go, it's like bathrooms and anything else that comes to mind. Get the fuck out of here.
Where do I buy my tickets?
And then she just goes, there you go.
There you go. And so people can check out your, obviously, the series. And also, you said you have a podcast you're working on as well?
Well, yeah, the Stuttering John podcast. That's what we call Trump on.
Okay.
And, we have a million, you know, downloads.
It's almost time for me to cross my arms again.
Come see me.
Yeah.
The comment strip. Are you going to come?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times, so I'm hopefully going to be there.
I'm hopefully going to be there this week. Wow, that's great. Let's listen to that again.
We have a million, you know, downloads on that. And come see me.
Yeah.
The comment strip. Are you going to come?
Yeah, I've been a couple of times, so I'm hopefully going to be there this weekend. I was going to say, we are honored to have you here in El Paso and to have you here performing. So, guys, definitely check them out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Kiss me. Kiss me, you fool.
Oh my god,
she wanted me.
I may need you to pull a couple of those. I kind of like it. we have options here. We can go with 1330 here that we have queued up. It goes to 27, or we can save that to tomorrow and have more stuff with that. Well, you tell me what you boys want to do. Because we're almost at an hour 20 right now. So
let's go all night.
No.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Wow. John is uncomfortable in his own skin. That's the root of most of his issues.
Yeah. Well, that was the most fascinating part, was just him rocking and arms crossed in the pocket. It's like, God, you know, you've been on TV a million times.
I do stuff on bathrooms, restrooms. And everything.
Working on a bit on lavatories.
Well, listen, hey, thank you, Terry Nee. Great seeing Shuli's hair working again. Answered prayers. Amen. Listen, we'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. We got some fun little surprises. Oh, Ray DeVito reached out to me. Do we want him to come on for a bit tomorrow?
Okay.
Do you need a nap?
I'll go to sleep early. I'll just go. I'll get me well rested.
Don't worry, guys. We'll put him in the 10 o'clock hour, all right? But I think it'll be interesting because I want to play that clip of him complaining that he's not on the shows.
Right. Yep.
So, what shows?
This show.
He was on Love You, Graham Murphy. He was on, whose show was he? I think he was on his show.
I think it might have been Carlos Danger's show, maybe.
Or Carlos Danger, and he's like, yeah, these guys don't ask me to do any other shows like BS or Rico. And I think it was OJ, Obnoxious John, who was like, well, you don't watch any of those shows. And he was like, yeah, but, you know, it'd be nice if they asked. It's like, well, how many people do we ask to come on that know nothing about the show?
Now I think we should have him on an Uncle Rico.
Well, now, not only that, but I think we have all day tomorrow. We have him on BS and Uncle Rico. Give him his wish. He'll run out of here screaming. He won't want to do this ever again. Tiger Lily, final cigarette count, 8. added one in the break because I know Bob lies.
I swear I had the toothpick in my mouth and I was totally doing stuff. Wrong. It's a lie. I didn't. I would tell you if I did.
Read hot body. Yeah.
As he wants to be on BS show, and Brandon said, "Hell of a bucket list." Yeah. Well, maybe he wants a lot of people to watch him on the show. You know. Oh, and Carlos reminded Ray that Ray said he didn't want to go on the BS show anymore.
He didn't. Correct. He never wanted to come on. Remember, it was always a problem.
Yeah.
But you know what's crazy is he's like, "I want to be more of a team player. I want to be more of a team player." The last text I got from Ray up until yesterday. And today, because I needed to talk to him, was he texts me out of the blue and he goes, "If Shuly Networks wants to share any of these, much appreciated. The 4th out of 10 clips came out today," and sends me 1, 2, 3, 4 clips of him doing stand up.
I gotta go.
If the network wants to share it, so. That's Mr. Team Player. Wants to be a part of things and then sends a stand-up and goes, "Post these."
Yeah, what a team player.
He's amazing. He's amazing. Have him on the show. He doesn't deserve it, but you guys know it's always gold. It'll be gold. Bray's always good on with us. Mark Norman told him the BS show was cool. So now he's okay. Cool, Tiger Lily. Thank you for the update. I got no plugs. We plugged everything last show. You guys very much for gift
to Patreon. Surely the audio downloads on Patreon.
Yes. Audio downloads on Patreon, patreon.com/the Shuly Network. You get the archive. It goes back further than YouTube, I think, because it has some solo show stuff. And if you're a Stern super fan, it's got a lot of Whack Pack stuff in there. That's stuff that I filmed on my own when I was on a lot of these assignments. So a lot of very interesting, fascinating stuff. And audio, like we said, BS, Rico, they are all converted into audio form on there. So if you're on the go, easy listening. And then YouTube as well, man. Join us up. You guys, we're getting closer to 3,000 every day, every show. Can't thank you guys enough. Love all the support. Support each other. Be safe out there. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Perry's- Bye.